I chose A Kiss to Build a Dream On by Louis Armstrong.
That's Whitney Law of the Kappa Hall Arrow.
I think it's perfect for Valentine's Day. It's sweet, but still fun, which is how I view the holiday in general, which it's just a time to be happy and enjoy the love that you have in your life. His style and the song embody that for me. I'm an old-fashioned kind of girl, so putting this record on is my kind of Valentine's Day.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart.
She went with romance, which a lot of people I talked to did. I'm not sure if they were being polite for the radio, but hopefully they really felt that way. The other answers I got went like this: Major Bummer, Persistent Admirer, Anti-Consumer, and this one from Paul McDougall of PMAC Music, who went with Tragic.
I'd name another song, but nobody ever has heard of it. It's by Chris Rea, called September Blue. If you ever hear that one, that'll knock you down.
Your head spins round on a Monday, and the daylight's in your eyes.
I mean, it's a love song, but, you know, love songs have all kinds of different definitions. This one, I believe, if I'm hearing him right, this is a love he lost, and not just lost, but I think she died. And it's pretty good. It's a tearjerker.
Now your throat is tight and heavy.
Natural's Not In It by Gang of Four.
Amy Phillips of Pitchfork.com.
Because it is about love as a commodity. It's about relationships as commercial transactional agreements. And when you think of Valentine's Day, what's it all about? It's about commerce. It's about putting a price on love. How much can you spend on someone?
The problem of a leisure.
Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be. Most people know it as the 500 Mile song.
Brian Noto of 573 Magazine.
It kind of talks about this fella's love to get back to his girlfriend. He does a few things. He's going to walk 500 miles, walk 500 more. In the meantime, he might have to stop into a pub and have a couple of drinks on the way. But ultimately, it's about the journey and the length that he'll go to be with his lover, and in this case, his Valentine.
But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man.
For me, something that wouldn't be as typical would be You and Me by Alice Cooper.
Eric Carlish of PMAC Music.
It's really relatable because it's just about regular people with regular jobs and can't wait to get home to the one they love at the end of the day.
Around you. I want to take you and squeeze you till the passion starts to rise.
Must I Paint You a Picture by Billy Bragg.
Musician Kelly Hogan.
It's like the super bummer love song, you know, you're cruising along and then you see like an ad for Walgreens with hearts and you're like, you have to kind of turn the rock over in your life and look at all the worms underneath, because it's kind of, no matter what's going on in your life, you have to think about your love life around Valentine's Day.
And there's you, a little black cloud in a dress.
What I got out of these responses is that no matter what your outlook on love or Valentine's Day, music has got your back. Whether you swoon over all the heart-shaped candy and cards or you just can't wait for the day to be over with, I hope you have a good one. For KRCU, I'm Jason Brown.
If this is rain, let it fall on me and drown me. If these are tears, let them fall. Must I paint you a picture?